Chapter 38, Expectations. Expectations are tricky. They can lift you up, or they can drag you into disappointment. One of the biggest sources of unhappiness comes from expecting people to think like us, act like us, or respond the way we would. When they don't, conflict follows. If you expect people to act a certain way, you will often be let down. You can never control others. You can only control yourself. The healthiest expectation is this: expect yourself to do your best, and let go of expecting anything in return from others. Less disappointment, more peace. Most uncomfortable relationships can be avoided by setting up clear expectations in advance. Even when conflict has already crept in, expectations can be redefined, adjusted, and aligned so the relationship can have a new beginning. It is incredibly rare for two or more people to have the same assumptions, the same definitions, or the same level of expectations, whether in personal or professional relationships. Unless expectations are spoken aloud, clarified, and mutually agreed upon, things eventually go wrong. Doing anything less invites misunderstanding, resentment, and ultimately unhappiness. I have observed that if you do not set expectations with others, they will set them for you. Then, almost inevitably, you will be expected to do something very different from what you originally imagined, and conflict will follow. When you let others define expectations, they tend to be less realistic and often less fair. Another powerful observation is this: if you have not set your own expectations for yourself, it becomes very difficult to be at peace with yourself or with anyone else. People with unclear expectations drift. People with clear expectations rise. Reach for the stars and you will never end up with a handful of dirt. Leo Burnett said that, and he was right. You can never aim too high when it comes to believing in yourself. Unfortunately, many people set low expectations for everything, everyone, and themselves. The world is crowded with people who avoid responsibility and allow others to dictate what their life should look like. It is easier to blame parents, teachers, employers, spouses, and friends than to define your own path. But a few people, mostly leaders, about 20% of the population, take full ownership of their expectations. They make their own destiny. They choose for themselves. They live the idea that whatever you conceive and believe, you will achieve. These people are happier because they understand that rewards are the result of effort, perseverance, and positive beliefs. You can be one of those people. Happiness grows one positive expectation at a time. When you expect more from yourself, you rise. When you expect the world to hand you something, you fall. And when you stop expecting others to behave a certain way, you free yourself from unnecessary suffering. Expectations will always shape your experience, so choose them wisely. Reflection exercise: reset your expectations. Write down one expectation you have of others that constantly leads to frustration. Ask yourself honestly, is this expectation fair or is it something I cannot control? Write a new expectation focused solely on your own actions, not anyone else's. Review your new expectation for 1 week and observe how your relationships shift when you stop expecting and start understanding. Clear expectations create peace, confidence, and happiness. And the most important expectations you set are the ones you set for yourself.